let's get to the solid Hao Hong, chief economist at Grow Investment Group, and somebody who has been a strategist for much of his professional career. So we need some strategy from you today, Hao Hong. We had this lift in China markets, and in fact, it fed through to global markets generally on the idea that maybe by the springtime we would see some relaxation of the COVID zero policies. So they've come out and said no, but people want to believe. Should they?
Yes, they should. But at the same time, you know, people should look past the headline and look in the details in the communications on Saturday, right? So basically, vaccination for senior population has been reemphasized, and also, you know, some of the cities that have been overdoing COVID zero has been named and criticized as well. And so after the press con, you know, you see a few cities come out and say, you know, we did it wrong and we're going to relax some of our standards. So, you know, there are changes on the margin, and that give us hope, you know, because they're moving towards the right direction.
Is there a sense also that by the time the official announcement comes of the end of COVID zero, that's too late from an investing perspective?
That's correct, you know, because the market tend to lead the actual event, right? So there's no saying that, you know, you should, you know, buy on rumor and sell on news, right? So I think now is probably what's happening in the market.
And there's a lot of room to move to the upside. I often cite Alibaba on this show just because it was a victim of the tech crackdown. It's been a victim of some of the COVID policies and the slowdown generally and the risk-off sentiment in China. This is a stock that traded over $300 and traded down to about 60. So you don't need to be a genius to know that's an 80% drop. And it's quite low valuation for the company. Would you be a buyer at these levels these days?
Yeah, I think, you know, we should continue to build our positions, you know, as the stock still under, you know, sort of general pressure. You know, the stock had you know, really good week last week, you know, on the back that, of the reopening expectation, and also whispers in the market about, you know, the Chinese ADR audit has been going well, and the U.S. auditing team is leaving Hong Kong earlier than expected. So I would say that, you know, at this, you know, valuation level, you know, because the cash flow is very, very strong, you know, for many of these Chinese platform companies, it's difficult to deny the value they have to offer.
What else do you like in Chinese stocks at the moment? Because they've been pretty beaten up, and there are some bargains to be had.
Yeah, that's right. If you look at the consumption sector, it's another sort of a beaten up sector. That is on offer. Many of the stocks are trading at about, you know, the very low single digit right now. So, you know, if the reopening policy does roll out, you know, next March, then, you know, we should see the Chinese consumer coming back to life, you know, because after all, you know, people have been locked up for, you know, almost 3 years now. You know, people want to experience the better side of life.
And what are some of the latest signs in the property sector that would lead you in one direction or the other?
Property, it is still a overhang on the Chinese economy, to be honest. I mean, obviously, even though housing is for living in, not for speculation, this term wasn't mentioned in President Xi's speech, but it was written in the draft of the speech. So it seems to us that, you know, there are sort of debate going on within the top leadership, and therefore, you know, he chose not to mention it, but leaving the wording in the draft of the speech. So what that means is there's a tacit sort of, you know, concession, right, to the other side of the debate. But having said that, you know, after a very brief rebound in the secondary market transaction, the sales, year-on-year sales growth continue to sort of sliding. So that doesn't look good. So that continue to be an overhang on the Chinese economy.
We're seeing a really good rally in Hong Kong today. And in fact, last week was pretty good as well. We're better on the Hang Seng by almost 2% right now. How do you explain this? Is all the pessimism now priced in? Is the only way up?
Well, I think the Hong Kong market and in general the overall Chinese space has been sold out very aggressively in the past couple of weeks. So you know, normally when the market is at this extreme oversold level, it tends to rebound either for technical reason or for some other reason. And then at the same time, you know, if you look at the market level, right? So the CSI 300 is at the level that was seen, you know, 3 years ago when COVID, you know, first broke out in China. So and Hong Kong is even lower than that. So I found it hard to believe that, you know, after 3 years of working on the, combating the virus, you know, with all these vaccines and drugs in place, we're actually worse off than 3 years ago. You know, I found it really hard to believe. And I think, you know, the market sort of agree with me.
Yeah, well, the Hang Seng Index traded back to like 2007 levels. You know, 15 years, these companies have upped their profits many times. But listen, you know, for those people who are thinking about being positive, there still are a number of issues, negatives. For one, President Xi pretty much made it clear that they're focused on national security now, perhaps even at the expense of focusing on the economy. Number two is, even though COVID policy may get better in time, you still have a general regulatory clampdown, and then also you have geopolitical issues. So it's certainly not smooth waters.
Yeah, that's correct, and I think that is why market bottoming is really a process. It's a very volatile process rather than a day. And we're probably seeing that right now. So, you know, more likely than not, market volatility will arise further from here, you know, either because of the Fed or because, you know, some other risks that is still in place in the Chinese market. But having said all that, I think going into 2023, next March, then you have the new leadership in place, right? So the easiest way to stimulate the Chinese economy is really to reopen it. And you can see, you know, from the market reaction last week and today, the market is really, really hoping for some good news in that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, maybe by the time they open, you'll have recession in Europe and you'll have recession in the United States. That's what the bond market is telling us. So it probably doesn't necessarily mean that reopening is going to be the boon that perhaps it could be. Hao Hong, we're out of time, unfortunately, now, but we'll talk again soon. Thanks very much for joining us, Chief Economist at Grow Investment Group.